Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Live from New York, it's Saturday night.
Where's John Pardo then?
That was Chevy Chase.
That was Teddy. He did the intro, but I think the actual announcement
Don Pardo would be on.
All right, so our video of the day at DougStephan.com is a feature from one of the early weekend updates. This is classic, classic, classic stuff. Is it 40 years ago, I think, Richie?
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah.
40 years ago. Okay. So this is something, just put aside everything else that you're doing right now.
If you're driving, pull over for just a minute.
Pull over and listen to these two guys, this foolishness that abounds with Belushi and Chevy Chase. Here we go.
Last week we made the comment that March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. Now here to reply is our chief meteorologist, John Belushi, with a seasonal report.
Thank you, Chevy. Well, another winter is almost over, and March, true to form, has come in like a lion, and hopefully will go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries? Norway, for example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Oh, unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat.
You listen to it and you get a certain dynamic out of it, but when you watch Belushi's face, Belushi's face.
Here comes Chevy Chase.
Oh, man. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
The physical comedy is what they were known for. So anyway, check out the video of the day at DougStephan.com. NCIS has been renewed for 2 more seasons. It has been the number one show for, I think, 11 of the 13 seasons it's been on. The people coming back, Michael Weatherly is going. But let's see here.
Mark Harmon, though.
Mark Harmon has signed a new deal.
Signed for 2 more years, too, right?
Yeah. Right. Polly Perrette, David McCallum. Let's see. What about the other? What about Sean Murray? I think he's going to stay. Rocky Carroll will stay.
Yeah, they're going to be staying. Sean Murray stays. Rocky Carroll, Emily Wickersham, and Brian Dietzen all stay, along with Mark Harmon, who is so quiet, but he's like the highest paid star on TV. I mean, it's just incredible that someone who gets so little...
It's the number one show.
He's got that quiet demeanor.
I love it. Yeah. He doesn't make a lot of news in his private life. It's just, it's good.
Yeah. All right, so Sarah Shahi, who is she? She's going to be Nancy Drew?
She's going to be Nancy Drew. That's who she is in CBS's upcoming pilot about the famed girl detective. She's going to portray Nancy Drew in her 30s as an NYPD detective solving crimes and navigating modern life. Already there is a cast working with Anthony Edwards starring as Nancy Drew's father. So that should be kind of fun. That'll hit CBS in the fall.
Huh.
She's been in Chicago Fire, Fairly Legal. She's been in some stuff before.
Man, those Chicago shows, Chicago Med, Chicago Fire, Chicago PD.
Gotta love it.
They're really doing very well. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Think green. Several new cockroach species have shown up in Florida. One roach, the Turkestan cockroach, has entered Florida hidden in gear brought back by troops returning from the Middle East. Scientists say Floridians might soon be seeing the 3-inch-long Madagascar hissing cockroach, which actually hisses when cornered, forcing air through its rear end through which it actually breathes. Currently in the U.S., we have 69 species of cockroaches. 29 of them have been brought in from other countries.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute, Daytona Bike Week.
Name's Vito Gallo. I'm from Palatka, Florida.
When Elvis was brand new, this Harley Panhead was too.
That's a 57 Panhead. I've had it for 30 years. Been a good one.
$1,600 Panhead. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. How Vito found his treasured 57 Harley Panhead.
Found it in a box, $1,600, and took it home and put it together 30 years ago.
Problems?
No. Never, ever left me on the side of the road. Never.
Best pan ride ever.
Sturgis. Fun. Got sunburnt. Couldn't hardly move for a couple days when I got there. Now I trailer it. I ain't driving it up there no more.
What's on the docket?
See if any of my friends show up from out of state.
American Biker Minute.
Bunch of them's coming.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.